throw his hat in the ring, he would like to be president. Marco Iannuzzi joins us now to talk about that and more. Marco, thank you very much for doing this. How are you?
Hey, fellas. I'm great. It's great to be on the show. This is the first time I've been on with both of you, man. What's taking this so long?
Well, usually we don't work together, yeah. So there's that. But now we've got you on, so it's all good.
I've seen you both at individual events, but it's great to be here and great to talk Lions. I know it's a tough time for the team, but there's lots of exciting things to look at.
Well, and that's why what I wanted to get your perspective on, Marco, because people who know about you and your background, yes, they know you're a receiver for the BC Lions for a number of years, great football player coming out of Calgary, but people also know you went to Harvard, you went to MIT, you have strong business connections, and you have a lot of aptitude in that area. It's easy to see from an emotional standpoint and your background why you would have interest in the BC Lions on that front. What about from a business standpoint, Marco? Why do the BC Lions interest you on that side of things moving forward?
Well, I think it comes down to impact. I mean, when you look at businesses today, so many people, I guess, of the last two decades are just focused on financials and EBITDA and making sure that their profitability. And that's what kind of drove people to this, you know, capitalistic kind of mindset. But when I look at what I did as a professional athlete, I think half of my time, 50% of it was on the field, and the other 50% was the impact that I was having in the community. So if you look at the Lions on a dollar and cent standpoint, you know, it's definitely not your typical investment as far as an investor's getting ready to make money hand over fist. But when you look at the impact in the community, that's an entirely different measurable. And to think the amount of youth, the amount of people who pay their hard money to relieve themselves of their hard work week to come and watch a football game and enjoy themselves, I mean, to me, that is priceless, and that's the best business there is.
So the obvious idea, based on the way you portrayed that, is create a product that is so heavily involved in the community that the community wants to come support that, and it becomes a symbiotic process.
Yeah, I don't even think support is the right word. Support sounds like, hey, I'm doing a fundraiser, will you support it? I think we're both enjoying this. I think it's 100% like a symbiotic is perfect. I mean, do you remember what it was like to be in that stadium with 35,000 people rocking? Or when we opened BC Place, when we had Saskatchewan in town, we had 45,000 people rocking. We had the Grey Cup there, obviously sell out, and the playoff game sell out. I mean, the energy in there, as I'm telling you right now, I'm legitimately getting goosebumps on my arm. That kind of experience, if you can create that in that stadium, that is truly priceless. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't matter if you're winning or losing, because winning and losing comes in cycles, and there's a whole bunch of factors that play in that. But imagine this. There's two teams going on in the stadium. There's the teams on the field, and there's the team in the audience, in the crowd. I mean, a lot of people, I remember when I was growing up in Calgary, I'd show up to we had two season tickets, and we knew all the people around us, and showing up to the game was kind of like a little reunion every few weeks of hanging out with some new people and meeting new people, and all of a sudden you have a second family away from home. So I think what people have to realize is if we build the secondary team, which is the team up in the stands, we can have fun regardless of what's, you know, what may or may not be happening on the field. Yes, you want to be winning, and obviously we're always pushing for winning, and yes, I'm not discounting the fact that we need to win games, but 35,000 people in the crowd and you come out of that game, win or lose, you had a good time.
Well, and that's something that we all want to see back at BC Place, Marco. And the question I have more than anything is, I think there's a way to reach the younger generation now because, you know, there are ways to do the outreach and get them invested to some level. The question I have is, how do you convince some of those millennials that, you know, kind of never had that love for the CFL the way they should have, and they maybe don't take their kids to those games? Like, how do we reach them to make them appreciate, you know, the CFL a bit more?
Well, I think it's everyone's focused on millennials. Yes, that's one area, but I really think it's we have 4 million people in greater BC here, and I think we have to get the interior people involved. I think we have to get make it easier, more accessible for the Chilliwacks and the Abbotsfords to come out, because, you know, I'll tell you this, during my career, the majority of minor football appearances that I did was out in the Langley, Chilliwacks, Abbotsfords. So that's where a lot of these young families, it's a lot more affordable to live, and that's where young football players are. And you don't even really have to be a football player in my mind. I mean, for instance, I'm going to a lacrosse game this weekend with my family. We're not a lacrosse family, but it's the atmosphere. And it's an outing for our family to go do, for all something to get together. So I think we sort of make this a family event. Obviously, that they've been working on, letting kids in for discounted rates and creating things. But I think it comes down to partnerships with restaurants where you make a night out of it. Okay, there's a restaurant that then you get tickets, or there's something to do with the bus. We set up buses that are going from certain locations on interior. Or you sell 5,000 three-game passes up in the interior, and you make a whole operation that might not even turn out to be profitable. It'll be break even, but you just got 15,000 people to commit to coming to three games, which is 5,000 new butts in that seats for every single game. And now the people are spreading the word on their own, because they're going back to Kamloops and Kelowna and talking about how they went on that bus trip and it was so much fun and an amazing experience for their friends and family. I mean, the people will be your biggest marketer.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. Marco Iannuzzi, former BC Lion, joining us here, obviously has a vested interest in what happens with the BC Lions moving forward. You raised the obvious question based on that answer. Langley, Chilliwack, they're nowhere near downtown Vancouver. Long term, will this work at BC Place, or do the Lions need to play in a different, smaller venue?
You know, I love BC Place, and I really think we can do it. I think we can get creative with all of the hotels in town, with all of the transportation that we can sort of work with that we really haven't explored. I mean, I'm part of a company, Cater, and we're doing, different things as far as ride share is concerned. I really think we can become engineers and put something together. I will say, when I learned that, the offer was on the table back when the Langley Event Center was built, for the Lions to move out there, move the practice facility, and maybe even build somewhat of a game facility out there. I really like the thought of that. And I mean, I'm stirring it around, kicking some tires with Rich Coleman and trying to get to the bottom of if this is a possibility. But at the same time, it hurts me to say it, because obviously the best stadium in the entire CFL is BC Place. And the fact that we're moving away from it, I think comes down to, the first thing we talked about was business. I mean, we don't own the stadium. We're paying whatever many dollars per seat the BC Lions are paying whatever many dollars per seat to get to pay the tax to get people in. I know the BC Lions aren't collecting on any of the concessions. I mean, these are things that ruin the business model for the BC Lions. So if they're going to stay in BC Place, a new negotiation has to come down with PAFCO and basically ownership of the stadium to really have a more of a partnership, because it's not in the Lions' best interest to be sending, lots of people to the concessions if they're not getting any piece of it. So I really think it's got to be a win-win.
I have argued for a very long time that this isn't a product issue, it's a perception issue. And the perception of the CFL, the perception of the experience at BC Place, and the apathy that is being created just through word of mouth is a very massive obstacle for this club to overcome. Some people do not believe that can be fixed. Why do you? Marco, your phone's cutting out on us. We're going to reconnect with you and we'll hopefully get your answer to that question. Sat, we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. That to me is the bigger issue. It's one of the things that has always fueled the Vancouver Canadiens, has helped the Vancouver Whitecaps in years previous to this, that word of mouth and perception is you're going to have a great time. It's awesome. You got to be there. It's the opposite right now in this market when it comes to the Canadian Football League. It's no good. Stale atmosphere. It's a bunch of old people. You're going to see fights in the stands. It doesn't matter if that's true or not. That's what people say.
Right. And the parents of people that say that are the ones of new generation, because the people who are millennials now in their 30s to 40s are the new parents. They have new kids and they're the ones that are going to be deciding and telling their kids what's cool and what's not cool. So one way or another, I still believe we have to reach everybody. You know what I mean? It can't just be a certain segment of the population, or like maybe we try something different. You have to make it appealing to everyone, because everyone will go there once they realize it's a cool place to be. It's just when you go and watch a BC Lions game, and the venue is fine, but when it's not full, the pomp and circumstance isn't great. People complain about prices of food or whatever, and the Lions don't control that. But when you can make it a cool environment because you don't own the building, it makes it a lot harder.
Marco Iannuzzi has rejoined us now. Marco, the perception problem on a variety of levels, how do you fix it? Why do you think it can be fixed?
I think it can be fixed because on a one-on-one basis, I'm going to use a Nickelback example. So everybody, lots of people say they don't like Nickelback. They don't like Nickelback. Now, I've been hanging out with Chad a few times, and when you're around Chad, every single person around him loves him when they see him in person. Now, the same thing is true when I was out right now this afternoon. I was with a few guys that didn't know I played for the CFL, and they were talking about how they like the NFL game better, this and that. And then once they found out I was in the CFL, all they couldn't stop talking about the CFL. So I think it's just once they see it, or once it's in front of their face, or once they realize that it's not a comparison, it's a different game. I have every person that I have one-on-one talked to has converted, or at least been open to the idea that their expectation is different. As far as they're going for it, they got to focus on the fact that they're having a night out and an enjoyment. And there's athletes on the field. I mean, Brian Burnham made an insane catch yesterday or last week there in the Hamilton game. Which one? What about the one where he did a 360, put his toes down on the sideline? Like, the guy's unbelievable. And the fact that people are saying that, whatever they're saying as far as comparison of skill level, they're just not watching the game. So I really just think we just have to get the generation, the 20s and 30s-year-olds, to get their butts in the seats and realize that they can have a great time. They can have a few wobbly pops, hang out with their friends, have some food, and do it in a beautiful city, in a beautiful stadium. I mean, we have so many things here to offer. We just have to get people to experience it.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to see them take advantage of is through the next medium of social media or even the web. But, like, what can you do within the game experience digitally that can get people more invested, whether it's more gambling, whether it's more fantasy? Because there has to be certain things, too, that people clash onto. And they realize if I go to a Lions game, I can have a few drinks, I can have a good time. Hey, I can even do in-game gambling or do something fun and come away with some extra money. Like, aren't there creative ways to get more people engaged through different avenues?
Couldn't agree more. I mean, towards the end of my career, that's when they launched sort of the fantasy, and that brought a few other people in, but you're totally right. I mean, simple things like, to be honest with you, it might sound so ridiculous, but karaoke. I mean, believe it or not, karaoke. We all sing the Sweet Caroline song, yada, yada, but why don't we just have 10 karaoke songs throughout the game? I mean, all these other stadiums, now it's not necessarily karaoke, but all these other soccer stadiums, and even in Hamilton, they're all chanting their famous chants and making lots of noise and singing these songs that are passed on from generation to generation. And that's what keeps the crowd going when there's lulls in the game, or keeps them going when they're not even paying attention to the game. They're just having such a good time partying in the stands. We need to get some more experiential things going on, whether it be connecting your phone. I think there should be quizzes going on in the game with the phone, a lot more of them. I think that there's lots of ways, to use some apps. I know they've tried. None of them have hit, but I'm telling you, they're close. They've tried to do these 3D, experiential apps where we as the players were filming stuff on the sidelines and people have access to that. And I mean, they've done some things and none of them have hit, but they're working on it. And I just think if we focus some more efforts on it, one of these will hit and one of them will create more excitement in the fans. I personally have been to a few games this year and have had a blast because it's the people I'm with and we're having a good time and we're sharing stories. And guess what? We got blown out in those games, but it was still a good experience overall.
So if I put you on the mic right now at karaoke, what is your go-to?
Oh, Fishing in the Dark, 100%.
Look at you playing to the interior crowd right there. You are playing to the interior with that song. Hey, Marco, always a pleasure to have you on. The type of passion you have for the CFL, for this team, for the community, that's really what this league and certainly this franchise needs moving forward. Wish you the best in future endeavors. You know we'll do this again.
Thanks so much. And my last thing I'll say is, Braley has been looking for someone to sell the team to that loves the team as much as him. And who better than the community to show their gratefulness for everything Braley has done for this league and this organization than to sell the team to the community so that we can carry it on and it'll be our baby moving forward.
Good stuff. Thanks, Marco.
Cheers.